You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're here with the CCIM voice, Matt Rodolante. He's the managing director of Spurry Van Ness South Commercial Real Estate Advisors. Matt is the managing director in the Miami office of SVN. Matt was ranked the number one advisor in Florida, number seven nationally in 2014. He is the past president of the Miami chapter of the CCIMs. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
All right. Now, Matt, I know that we've got somebody that's holding that wants to say hello to you. But before we get to him, what was the difference between your administration and the current administration of CCIM? Let's bring on Frank Rodriguez. Now, Frank, you got to let him answer first.
Absolutely. I'll allow him.
All right.
Well, first off, Frank's been doing a wonderful job. I had the same job a couple of years before he had it. And it was during the recession, so it was a little more difficult at that time. Yeah. But I think Frank's brought some wonderful energy to the position, and there's been some great growth with the program. So great job, Frank.
Hey, now, Frank, what's going on next week for the CCIMs?
Well, for the CCIMs and for our listeners, we have a networker. It's our end of year event. It's going to be at Ball and Chain.
I'll be there.
In our own little backyard, Little Havana.
Cool.
That's going to be Tuesday starting at 5. And we hope to see you, Jim.
Party!
Wearing his apple. And it's going to be a great network and an opportunity to meet all our other CCIMs.
I'm bringing at least an inch of business cards, Frank. Give and get. That's what I call it. That's what I talk about. Now you're eating up Matt's time here, bro. Frank, we love you, man. So, thank you for helping us facilitate this, and we really appreciate all the time that you guys give us.
It's been a great year. Matt, take it away. You have a great show.
Oh, wait, Frank, this is your last appearance as president.
Well, that is true.
Well,
that
thank you,
true.
Frank. You did a great job.
My last appearance, yes.
Frank, we love you. Britt will take over. He's going to do great. And now on with the show. We love you, Frank. Thank you for everything.
Thanks again.
Okay, you're the best, Frank. Bye-bye. Now, Matt, let's talk a little bit about some of the topics that we wanted to cover today. I know we wanted to talk a little bit about why you got a CCIM. Why don't we start with that?
Well, Jim, CCIM is a very professional organization. It's kind of like an aftermarket education for commercial real estate. I studied finance undergrad, economics in my master's program. And I didn't really get the chance to apply a lot of those concepts.
Me either. In school, what's that? I mean, here's all these tools. Now go out and use them. Gosh, you never even worked on a car.
And that's what CCIM does best. It really shows you how to apply, the financial concepts, present value analysis, gap analysis, and some other, very specific things to commercial real estate. And to do it in a real-time way, a lot of case studies involved in the curriculum. So you can, basically take the course, come back after a week-long course and meet with your clients and apply the knowledge, literally the next week after you learn it. So it's funny because as a CCIM, I spent a lot of money on my master's program at University of Miami, but the CCIM logo is what ends up on my business card. And, that's a professional designation. And the community, really respects that. People really are looking for CCIMs, so it's a great, resume builder. I'm also the University of Miami Alliance Chair, so, people that are going through that master's program can get credit towards their CCIM coming out of it. And then also, there's a lot of ethical guidance as part of the CCIM, which is very powerful. You can see it in our, group locally here. We all share knowledge. We all get along, work on deals together. Share in the wealth, so to say. So it's a really special group.
Well, I don't think that anything could say it more importantly that it's a group that you like to affiliate with that helps you build your brand and do deals and, I guess, perform better for your clients.
Exactly. There's a lot of haves and wants that go on each of the meetings, so people are actually doing deals there. A lot of shared knowledge. At each of the lunches, we usually have a vendor come in and explain to us, different concepts, whether it's 1031 exchanges or, new technologies that are coming out, disruptive technologies in commercial real estate. You know, and all these things are very important for your clients to know, so it's good for us to have that source of knowledge.
Now, Matt, I know that you wanted to talk a little bit about Spurry Van Ness. Tell us a little bit about SVN.
Well, you know, when I was joining CCIM, two of the things I was looking for was, you know, a national network of individuals. CCIM has about 9,000 professionals, you know, globally. And also the ethics was something that I really liked. When I joined Spurry Van Ness, I got that network also. You know, it's a national network. We have 192 offices. But, you know, the ethics took it to the next level because there's what we call the SVN difference. There's two main concepts there. One is that you co-broker your fees 50-50 with the co-broker and that you show the property to the entire marketplace. And by doing so, you're incentivizing competition and maximizing value for the customer, which can mean a lot to their equity. You get a 10% bump on your price performance, and if the person has, you know, a 20% equity share in the property, that's, you know, almost a 50% difference in what he gets at the end of the day. So it means a big difference to the customer.
You know, I want to talk about, we've talked about the CCIM brand. We've talked about the Spurry Van Ness brand. Let's talk about your brand for a second. Let's talk about what really makes you tick. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I think, you know, to do commercial real estate properly, you have to be very passionate about it. And I kind of got it in my blood. My family's been doing it since 1928 here in town. They've bought and sold over 2,000 acres. When we were buying properties back in the 30s, we were doing tax lien purchases. And you could look at a map of, you know, Miami-Dade County back then, and there was maybe three cities. You know, if you look at the folio numbers, the first two numbers are the, you know, the cities. So 01 is Miami, 02 is Miami Beach, 03 is Coral Gables, right? So there wasn't very many other numbers after that back then. And if you know, could have thrown a dart at a map, you didn't know where the growth was going to come. But my great-granddad, what he was able to do was, you know, very ingenious. He was able to recognize that the avenues and the streets would end up, the major corridors would end up on the section lines. So he liked to purchase along the section lines. He also recognized that the meets and bounds surveying grid was a linear grid and that the earth is curved, so there would be a rounding error every once in a while. And he actually purchased a property back then where he picked up an additional 30 acres because that rounding error happened right there on that property. So it was, he also liked to buy pine land because back then the canals weren't cut, so the areas would flood. And he knew that if the pine trees were growing on that land, it was high area. So, you know, a lot of those little tricks, came around. So I've
now,
tried
Matt,
to do that.
Was he a Rodolante?
Yeah, he was a Rodolante, so yep.
Oh, wow. And where did he come from?
That was Henry Chester Morat, and that was on my dad's side, on the side of my grandmother. And
okay.
He came from Kentucky. He was a self-trained, he started out as a chauffeur, and that, you know, basically the kids would have their school books, and then they would, you know, pass them down to him, and he had to wait in the car waiting for them to get back from wherever he was chauffeuring them, and so he would read the books, and he was self-taught that way. So it was very, very, I never got to meet him. He passed away before I was born, but I've heard a lot of great stories and, you know, gotten to see the benefits of his life. So,
well, Matt, we've only got a couple of minutes, and I want to make sure we talk about some of the business you're doing here in town and what you see in the market without soft-pedaling your background, because, my gosh, the way that you focus on ethics in your family, who wouldn't want to do a deal with you? Now, tell me a little bit about some of the deals you're working on. We got about a minute and a half left, and I'll count it down, so just go.
Okay. So I'm working on a 330,000 square foot warehouse, cold storage. We got some space there if anybody, you know, is in need of cold storage. We're about to, you know, close a deal tomorrow, hopefully, on a 16,000 square foot restaurant waterfront space on Brickell.
Awesome.
With the International Finance Bank, they have some new leadership over there. So if anybody's looking for, some lending possibilities there, they're a great bank. And then we're also working on a deal up in Palm Beach on an 11-acre site with Jeff Green, the billionaire.
Whoa.
And he's actually hosting a conference starting Sunday called Close the Gap, which we're going to be attending. And we're also, you know, donating some money to the cause there. So,
well, that's great, man.
A lot of deals, $40 million that are hopefully going to close this month. So we'll see.
Wow. Well, that's what the year end is all about, Matt. I'm sure that you're going to get it closed. I'm sure that your family is very proud of you, as are I know your peers, because I know your peers. I'm one of your peers, and I'm proud of you. Now, Matt, if they want to get a hold of you, how do they find you? And speak slowly, because we've got a lot of Jets fans that listen to this show.
Well, we're located in Doral. You can always call me on my cell phone, 305-490-6526. You know, we have a great office, great staff. We've got about 16 advisors. We're in all the verticals: retail, multifamily, office, industrial. So we'd love to help anybody out there that's, you know, looking for some service.
Matt Rodolante, bedrock of our real estate community, former president of CCIM, now managing director of Spurry Van Ness here in Miami-Dade County. Matt, thank you so much for being part of our show today.
Thank you, Jim.